Nikki Haley, coronavirus briefings too long, Trump doesn't need to answer everything. By Pam Kee on April 10, 2020. Friday on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said President Donald Trump's coronavirus pandemic daily briefings, some of which have gone as long as 2 hours, were too long. Co-host Brian Kilmeade asked, now President of the United States, he has approval ratings at 49%. It's as high as it has been in this very polarized country. When it comes to these 5 o'clock press conferences, some even on the right are saying, hey, Mr. President, run them but end them quicker because it ends up being so personal with him and the press. Where do you stand on that? Haley said, well, I think anytime there is a crisis, a leader needs to do two things. One, they need to over-communicate, which he clearly is doing. And the second thing is they need to be able to show a vision of what it is going to look like on the other side of the crisis. And I think that the president is good to show up every day and let people know he is on it. But I also think he needs to let his experts speak. Let them talk about it, she said during an interview on Fox and Friends. I think he should go and set the tone. I think he should let them put out the data. I think they should answer any questions that the press has. And then, they should leave. I don't think they need to be too long. I don't think he needs to feel like he has to answer everything. She added, I do think we need to hold, you know, his members of the task force accountable. I think what would be really good is for him to have a health report, but left of center have an economic report at the same time. Now we're going to start to see both of those at the same time. But I think that there is a reason he has got a 49% approval rating. I think people feel comfortable task force knows what he is doing. I think the vice president has done a great job leading that the president has done a great job with the tone and putting priorities in place. Now we just have to continue to pray for all of them that they continue to lead and get us through this. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at PamKeenan.